Well, let me give you a little sound effect. You probably can't even hear that, can you? How can I do it? Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
That.
My head banging against a racket.
It's not your head. It is a shuttlecock banging against a badminton racket. Bought these a few years ago. Never really played with them, if I'm honest, but we have whipped them out for a game, set and match in the park. I hear that it is the race to 21. I don't know much about badminton. I've never watched it played competitively.
Oh.
But each little section is the race to 21.
Okay.
So instead, we're coming up with more than 21 ways of how you can vavavoom and get
spice
a bit
up.
More... Yeah, spice up, supercharge, whatever other describing word we can come up with, to move more as a part of your synergistic approach to Slimming World.
I think we just need to kill the ukuleles after that.
Yeah, please get a four-stringed animal or instrument to save us from this. This is a great start. Welcome to Slimming World Podcast. I'll put my teeth back in, take a breath, and reset, and hope that we can get through this podcast without embarrassing ourselves or...
Why would we change that? We do that every episode.
Yeah, that's very true, yeah. I'm Claire, she's Anna. You know, we have the disclaimer, look, if you're setting out on a weight loss journey, we share our personal experiences, but we would hope that you check with a healthcare professional and also your consultant, you know, if you're starting out on the Slimming World plan. So the weather has kind of held off for us to kind of come back to the same park where we were last week, actually, and we found like a little spot which is just around the corner from where we were, but enough that I think that it's reasonably flat, although slightly on a downhill. At the end of this episode, you'll have to stay listening to hear how we get on having a go at a badminton rally.
She's trying to assess if there's anywhere I could fall over and break a limb, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm weighing out, as the production company, what my risks are in case Anna sues me.
Where's my liability insurance?
Right, here's the message that we had that kick-started a bit of a theme for this episode. Natasha sent us a message saying, absolutely love the episode on walking steps for April. I rely so much on my job because it's a physical one. I'm a car valeter.
Oh.
Valeter?
Valet.
You say valet, but it's a valeter.
Does she clean them or does she move them into a posh car park?
Washing cars, etc.
Yeah.
For clarification.
A valeter.
Valeter.
Yeah.
Why is it not valet then?
A valet. Isn't that someone who moves the car in a posh car park?
Well.
Yeah.
I mean, answers on the postcard for that one.
Please.
That's not the point, Natasha says.
Sorry, Natasha.
Where now I try and take the long walk to get a car, I can get my steps up, I can take the dreaded mountain walk up the big hill and smile about it. It's so much easier after I've lost the weight. Just got to Target last Saturday. Totally loving it. Woo! But wanted to try new things with body magic. What would you recommend? Seen a weighted hula hoop.
Nice.
Just want to try different stuff. Love the podcast. You're amazing. Glad my consultant recommended them. And now I recommend you in group.
Oh.
So this kind of made me think, yeah, we've done a podcast about walking. We've done a podcast about the benefits to your health for diabetes. We've done all the serious stuff. But I'm like, yeah, what's the weird and wonderful, like bizarre ones that people do?
In my mind right now, I've got about 24 that I can think of that members have done in the last 10 years of my Slimming World career. I can think of some crazy ones that I've seen on Instagram and some ones that I've done that maybe aren't necessarily crazy, but could get that heart rate up.
Yeah, because I mean, like people, we've talked about walking, the couch to 5K, going to a gym. But I'm kind of like looking at things that could be fun because...
Yeah, that's critical, isn't it?
There's also, I think, like, as you start to kind of move through your journey and you feel a bit more like you can wear nicer clothes, you want to go out more. I found like when I was bigger, I wanted to hide myself away. I wore black clothes, covered every single part of my body. I'd wear gloves indoors if I could, if that meant less skin to expose.
But then
as you start to kind of like come out of your cocoon, I suppose, like the analogy... You're spreading your wings,
you're becoming
more colourful, springtime is here, you know, for some of us now, the world is starting to open up around us, or at least there's a few more options, or even just the fact that we can go to a park. What are the kind of crazy things? I mean, the hula hoop one. I tried hula hooping and I was...
Have you tried a weighted one?
I could just do two rings around me and that's it.
A weighted one is so much easier.
Is it?
I can't hula hoop without a weighted one. Seriously, because it almost gives you the ability. I don't have any hips, like I'm a square.
Yeah.
So I've always struggled, but the weighted one I can get a bit of traction on.
She's moving.
I think the key, and I talk to a lot of people that are successful in body magic, is doing something you love. Because if something's tedious and you don't like the thought of it, you're not going to do it. But if it's like a laugh, you get some enjoyment out of it, you're not clock watching, because we've all been in those kind of like gym classes or, you know, all sorts of things where you've got, oh my god, is it over yet. I think it's about finding something that you could maybe do with other people. Mm. And also, you know, think, oh, I'm really looking forward to that. One of the best experiences I've ever had doing activity is kayaking.
Hey, I put that on my list.
Did
actually
you?
and we're looking at hopefully being able to visit some family in Northumberland in summer. And we haven't all seen each other for so many years. And so they've been looking at activities we can do outside.
Brilliant.
And kayaking is one of the things we're going to do. I mean, I'm not a great swimmer.
Right.
Sometimes being in water like that freaks me out a little bit.
I can get
but,
that, yeah.
You know, hopefully I shouldn't fall in.
No.
I'm not sharing a boat.
On. No. And you've got a life jacket on.
Fun. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, it doesn't feel like that can be too strenuous either. It could be like a leisurely...
Well, you can take a leisurely little punt, can't you? Well, you could go really quite fast.
See, I remember when I lived near to Stratford-upon-Avon, lived in Leamington Spa.
Did you?
Yeah,
oh,
and in
beautiful.
Summer, you used to be able to get rowboats.
Yes, we used to do it in London.
And I went on a few dates, actually.
Wow.
I mean, you have to kind of like them. That's the only thing. Because once you leave, you're kind of stuck on a boat with them. The
so
conversation
good.
Has to be good.
My mum was a rower for Wales. She was going for the Olympic trials, yeah.
What?
Back in the day, yeah. So apparently it's in the blood.
I kind of like the symmetry like of it all.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like you kind of find your rhythm. And I like kind of doing exercise where it doesn't feel like I'm exercising.
I like to lie to myself.
Yeah.
I'm
just out having a good time.
I like a pedalo. Is it a pedalo?
Pedalo.
They're good.
I never forget, right, many, many years ago, I worked in America. I was...
Did you do one of those camps or something?
Well, I was 20, so I wasn't quite 21, but I went to Massachusetts and I went to work on a camp, but it wasn't a camp. It
okay.
was where American families came to get married or have family reunions.
Ah.
Now, you worked as a barmaid, as a waitress,
what a cool job.
As a... chambermaid, as a toilet cleaner, you did a bit of everything, right? Receptionist. But the only place I could go to escape was on the water. And they had little pedalos. And so what I used to do, because I knew when I was out in the middle of the water, they couldn't ask me to do anything. So I used to pedalo out into the middle of the water. And I was like, this is the laziest form of exercise
but so
ever.
Good. And if the sun's shining, get a tan.
That's it, yeah. Because you don't really get wet, but
no.
It could be a bit chilly.
Yeah, but it's a good way to... Those thigh muscles. Think about those thigh muscles, Claire.
I think of like one of my favourite parks in Birmingham, Cannon Hill Park, and I know you can rent them. They all look like swans.
There's a couple... Oh, really? There's a couple in Manchester I've done it in. Yeah, it's really good fun.
I think that sounds like kind of a cool group activity, doesn't it? Like looking at some of the other stuff. So I kind of went away and put a bit of a list.
You did.
You've
got
kind
it in
of
head.
Got one.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean... Ballroom dancing is something that it's not my cup of tea, but I've got a friend who her partner used to play hockey and they both were watching Strictly Come Dancing and they decided let's just have a go. And so he's gone from playing hockey because his knees were a bit knackered and now they go out and they have private one-to-one lessons. They get all dressed up, they go to Blackpool near like New Year and Christmas to compete.
Oh my gosh.
And they actually really enjoy it, and they've missed it during lockdown because it's not something that you can always do at home because of the floor, because of
the
space and so now we're kind of seeing like some of the rooms and
opening
the halls
up,
opening up. They're back kind of putting their fancy shoes on and they're getting excited about the outfits, and actually it's something that they do together because they both have always done very separate fitness things.
Such a nice
she does too. Like weight at the gym with me and the CrossFit stuff, and he used to do hockey, so now they've got something that they can do together. And it's a weekly thing,
and it's something that they get some time that they know they're going to look forward to. I like salsa dancing.
That'd salsa be just,
wow, that would be fun when things open up again. That would be something I'd like to do. I had a member who was 72 and started tap dancing again.
Wow.
That was one of her body magics. And that was just so much fun. She used to look forward to her classes twice a week. And I like the sound of tap dancing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not so great with my feet. When you say salsa and tap dancing,
the thing is, I look at this as I don't have to be good. I'm going to have fun.
Yeah,
and I think if you look at it like that, what's the worst that can happen? I mean, you just miss some steps.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get in the spirit of the salsa.
See, I never forget when I got my bike when I moved to Manchester. Oh my God, was it like 9 years ago now? And I didn't have a car, so I didn't have a car for like 8 years. And I was getting really, it was like a 20, 25 minute walk to the tram stop. Then I had to get 2 trams to work. And I was like, but I could just cycle in 25 minutes.
And it really and became flat. A go-to, wasn't it, your bike?
But I also enjoyed it as a bit of time for me. And then I realised, I think a friend said, your Claire radius is so much bigger than when, like, you can just, in the same amount of time, you can go so much further.
Like that, your Claire radius.
Like, than you could when you were walking.
Yeah, makes sense.
And I didn't want to have to rely on public transport. No. And so, you know, we talked about how I put that as part of, like, just a way to get from A to B. But, I mean, we used to do, like, pub crawls on it and things. I mean, obviously, we recommend safe
drinking and safe cycling. Drinking.
Yeah, that is illegal and you can get arrested for that when you're drunk and cycling, just so you know. But it was just that we just kind of cycle along the canal and just pop off and have a little drink and then meet some other friends. And then we'd, like, text another friend, hey, we're going to be coming down
to
you.
You'd all be on your bikes or they'd all be on the back
we'd
of your bike?
We'd all be on bikes together. Okay. And
I just envisaged you, like, 4 mates on your shoulders cycling.
No.
Weightlifting too.
No. But I've never tried tandem cycling.
Oh, now I saw some tandem cyclists near my house the other day and the lady on the back just looked terrified.
The thing is though, like, I wonder, because Matt likes cycling a lot, whether this could work in my favour, because
yes.
I could be at the back and pretend to be cycling. Or if they're really good, does that mean that you've have to like speed up, like, to keep up with them?
But that's what this woman looked like. She looked like her husband was super, like, I say as a husband, the man at the front was going crazy and she was just like this up the hill. Help me, help me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm intrigued by that. If you've done tandem cycling, please...
Let us know.
Let us know, yeah. I'm quite intrigued by that. And then a little favourite one that I used to go and do a lot when I used to be dating...
Oh, hello.
Was crazy golf.
Oh, what a good one. Yeah.
Because you can do it indoors, but you can also do it outdoors. Like, I'm thinking, like, the Trafford Centre in Manchester has got the Dino Golf.
Oh, my God,
something.
It's amazing.
But I just found it, like, a really fun one. Although it was slightly annoying when a group of people in front of you are really slow.
It's like, hurry the hell up, I need to burn some calories. Yeah.
I know, like, you shouldn't be needing 20 shots to get it in the hole. But
that would be like going with me, Claire.
Obviously, it taps into my competitive nature.
You, never.
Yeah. But then... I think it brings back the element of fun.
Yes.
And you are walking. And yeah, it's not really getting your heart rate up, but you're out. You're moving. You're not sat on the sofa. You're not sat with arms reach away from the biscuit tin.
Good
point.
You're
out. You're connecting.
Another fun one you can do that I've done indoors is rock climbing.
Oh, yes.
So much fun.
Also did that when I was on the hunt for bachelor men.
Did you?
Yeah, I feel like my tips of how to not be single anymore... Yeah, because I thought, oh, there's like loads of cool guys that kind of read The Guardian, listen to Six Music. They're really fit and they're
active. I'm going to find them up a rock in Manchester.
This is basically like a gold mine for me. But the problem was I was really scared of heights. And I was like, you know, like me, I'm like, yeah, I can go up there.
I'm fine.
Not a problem. I get up there.
And then
basically just freeze. And then when you get nervous and you're on a wall high up.
Not good.
Your nerves show in your ass.
Oh,
I don't know if I can say that.
Do you mean farting or shaking?
Bottom, shaking.
Oh, okay.
And then there's all these guys down on the floor, like, looking
just watching
up.
Your bum.
I actually went bouldering, not rock climbing.
What's bouldering?
Bouldering is where you don't get hooked onto the ropes and stuff.
Oh, well, I've only done it with the ropes.
There's different colours for different levels.
Yeah, so I went, like, baby level.
There are some walls where you kind of go baby, and you can't just turn up and go. You have to book on
yes.
to, like,
a
session
course, yeah.
that kind of initiates you or whatever they do. But,
initiates you. Told you about your bum is going to wiggle a lot.
And because I was with a friend who'd already had the initiation training, my trainer.
Oh. Did she tell you about the bum thing, or you just learned?
No, I learned that very quickly. But each time I kind of went back, and I think it break it down in the chihuahua step mentality. I was like, oh, last time I couldn't get to that one, but now I could.
Yeah.
And I quite like the way, like, I love a game of Scrabble.
Okay.
You know?
My worst nightmare.
I like it to be, like, just something that I can kind of see different grades, different levels.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I've kind of found things like the bouldering and the rock climbing were as much of a mental challenge as it was a physical challenge.
You see the patterns.
I would say make sure your nails are short, though. Because you need to dig your hands in to hold on to the little the little rocky things on the wall.
Can you see my talons?
No, they don't work. I mean, I know. I think mine are too long at the moment.
Really? Okay.
So you really feel that because, you need... You don't really want to be holding onto a tiny little rock with your nails, do you?
No, it's not going to help you. It's not going to be fun.
That's not pleasurable.
No. What's next on your list?
I put in Laser Quest.
Now, it's good you get proper out of breath on Laser Quest.
I remember when I was really small, I went to this birthday party once. This is when I was a kid, obviously.
But it was a thing to do when
but
we were
young. I found a little hole and I was so small, I crawled into the hole and stayed there for the whole thing and was just shooting people because no one could see where I was. Because like, obviously the chest thing really lights up.
Yeah.
So I just got down and low and I came out.
That's
and the guy was like,
Claire,
you didn't get shot at once.
No, I'm brilliant. I'm SAS.
So yeah, that was cheating. I wouldn't recommend that.
I wonder, can you still do Laser Quest now? Because it was a big thing when we were little.
I don't know whether they'll be open now, but then a friend said to me this week they went paintballing.
I was just going to say that's fun.
And that's outdoors.
Yeah.
I mean, the bruises that you seem to come away with look quite terrifying.
It really, yeah. But it's so much fun to play with a group of friends, isn't it?
I think I would be very scared to be on the team against you. I think you would be very violent.
I do. Yeah, I say I'm not competitive, but I lose my mind with stuff like that.
Yeah, I would not want to play
Phil
against you.
Phil always says I get like this look in my eye, and he's worried I might just take it one step too far, and he'll have to take the paint gun away from me.
Yeah, I mean,
should we do a podcast one day from
paintball? No, we will not. Basically, I won't say anything because when I get scared, freeze, and in my new knickers. Yeah.
So glad. Do you know another one that I really loved?
Yep.
Indoor skiing.
Oh.
And snowboarding.
And outdoor skiing as well. You can get dry slopes.
Yes,
I remember in Birmingham there was a dry ski slope there. But and I mean, in Tamworth there's one in Leeds.
And we've got the big ones in Manchester, haven't we? The indoor. And you can do snowboarding. You can also, if you're not so good like me, just go on a donut and go, not eat the donut, but you know, like the ring and just go down. That's good fun.
I have family who are out in New Zealand. And so when I was 19, I saved up some pennies to go and visit them.
Did you?
And when I was there, they weren't that far from Queenstown, which is South Island.
Yeah.
And it was winter, because it was obviously our summer there, winter. And so I managed to kind of like talk my way to go snowboarding with this family that my family knew of. And I learned to snowboard when I was out there. The problem was, was that I just couldn't put the ski lift between my legs.
Oh my God, it scares the hell out of me.
So I need a travelator. And I came back and I thought, I'm going to try and keep this up because I could go down. But it was exhausting walking up the whole of these slopes. I was absolutely knackered. Like, you know, walking up a hill is tiring, but walking with snow, boots, and a massive
board.
I was exhausted.
Not good.
I probably only went down about three times because it took me that long to get up. But I just couldn't. The thing is, I can put it between my legs.
I just snorted. Stop it.
But, you know, like, you're kind of meant to, like, kind of ride the board, but you're only clipping one foot.
It's the fear that stops
and
you.
Said what would happen. Yeah, yeah, totally. It's my head. It was like, no, let your body and weight and gravity and physics take over. Stop thinking with your flipping brain. So that kind of ended, you know, this idea of like having a fantasy life where we'd all go and
snowboard.
I'm sure there are many of you that love skiing, going skiing with the family in February, March. You go to Chamonix and get a chalet. And I can't ever entertain that kind of holiday in my life.
Could anyone give us any tips on how Claire can get the ski lift between her legs? There's another one.
Private helicopter.
Yeah, I used to get on the chair, because I've been skiing a couple of times. I'd sit on the chair lift.
Yeah.
You'd have it with your skis attached. Nothing went between
my
legs.
The thought of skiing scares me, because with boards, I thought I can always fall onto my bum or my knees. But with skis...
Oh, yeah. I've had some bad falls. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's so the freedom, going down that slope and just the air. I love it.
And getting a... suntan on your face.
Yeah, well,
or around
just
your goggles.
Yeah. Another one that was a really, I did for a very, very long time and was very good at, and this may surprise you, Claire, was ice skating. I did figure skating. Yeah, for a long time. I'm from North London, where there's Alexandra Palace with a huge ice rink, and yeah, had lessons and everything. Oh, so much fun. And I would skate for hours and hours and hours. I had such a toned body at that point.
It's hard work skating.
Really is. And your cardio fitness has to be really good. And then the jumps. But that fear thing, I know what you mean about the ski lift, because I used to have it with the spins and the turns and all that type of thing. But it was brilliant.
Were they like throwing you up in the air?
Yeah, and you do lifts and spins. And yeah, it was so much fun. And you just feel free. It's, you know how you say when you go out walking, it's that freedom? That's how I used to feel about ice skating.
Mm.
Can't do it anymore with a knackered spine.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Yeah, because I obviously love watching ice hockey.
Yes.
And I've watched ice hockey now for like years, but I've never skated.
Oh my God, you'd love it, Claire.
No. I remember where I grew up in Coventry, there's an ice rink in Solihull.
Mm.
And I remember we once went for a kid's birthday party.
Someone lose a finger.
No one lost a finger. I just don't remember thinking of it as like the best experience of my life.
Yeah.
And I just, again, I just had the fear. Yeah. It's a shame, isn't it?
My teacher only had four fingers on one hand. She had lost her thumb from
wow.
skating. Yeah, because you're taught, one of the first things when you have lessons is how to pull your fingers in if there's another skater coming past.
Wow.
Yeah, those blades are sharp.
Well, yeah, I mean, you watch ice hockey and you think...
It's brutal, isn't it, ice
contact.
Hockey? But that could be another good... cardiovascular sport.
Actually, I do like another podcast, and my co-host went out to go and play rec hockey, which is what you do when you're not really in a league. You just play, okay. It's like a beer league.
On the ice?
Yes, okay. And so you learn to play with other people. And he said he found a new level of, you know, respect for actual hockey players. A, how fast they are. He said even just the process, like trying to get the puck in the tiny net... Like, he would even just miss the puck.
Yeah.
Like, as we're about to find out when we attempt to play badminton in a moment, will we even hit the thing to
the
begin
shuttlecock.
The rally?
No.
Yeah.
But the thing about ice skating is, I could do that because you're only concentrating on your feet, but if you then had to play hockey and skate, oh no.
So then, ice skating, staying on that, were you a rollerblader or roller skater?
Rollerblader.
Yeah, it's a bit like either you ski or you snowboard, roller skate or you rollerblade.
Yeah.
I was a roller skater.
Were you? You'd be good at ice skating then.
I had Teenage Ninja Mutant Turtle, bright fluorescent green. They were size 10. I remember that because I had a massive growth spurt when I was a teenager, like just maybe like 11, 12, and then it ended and I've never grown since. But I kept wearing my size 10 skates.
Do you remember the ones your shoes used to click into that were yellow, a very well-known toy brand used to make? Oh my God, I loved them. Yeah, but what a good... Phil always talks about this. And in America, it's
depends,
very big.
If you live in a hilly place.
Oof, no.
I once tried roller skating and cycling downhill at the same time. I mean, talk about get as many wheels as possible. No, I wasn't. What happened was I crashed into a garage at the bottom of the hill, and I remember specifically saying how I hurt my vagina bone. So, lesson to you all. What I would recommend not to do on this list is roller skate and cycle at the same time down a hill. I was also in fifth gear. The bike only had five gears, and it was in fifth gear.
Oh, sweet Lord. Welcome, any new listeners, to the Slimming World podcast.
I've got self-defence here.
Very good. Do you know what? Never underestimate how good it is for fitness, but also for safety.
Yeah, and you don't talk about, like, martial arts.
Mm.
Like there was someone who, in our listeners' questions, told us about martial arts.
Mm.
And Tai Chi is, like, slowed-down martial
nice.
Art. A teacher once said to me, it's basically, like, the slowest... most painful, torturous way that you could kill someone, but without the weapon in your hand.
Oh, sounds fierce.
Is it raining?
Yes.
Could you grab the umbrella, please?
Yes.
Well, this is going to be a...
As Anna rolls down the hill.
This is the problem with working outdoors.
Yes.
Oh. Okay, we've got a big blue umbrella. Yeah, okay. I'll hold it because it's over
yes,
the equipment.
Do. Yes, you hold it. I'm going to move my mic.
Okay,
up.
What else are we saying? So Tai Chi.
Tai Chi.
I think it's quite... You know, I kind of think like with Pilates and whatchamacallit, Pilates, yoga, Tai Chi, it's a nice way to just kind of tune into your body and check in.
Yeah, I do yoga for weight loss, which I thought when I found this workout that it was just going to be like quite chilled. Oh my God, I sweat.
Like what kind of things are you doing?
all sorts of things with your legs, mostly. That sounds random. To get, like, the muscle toning in your thighs, you do some interesting activities. You also do one like this. I don't know what is it called.
Oh, okay. That is that's a Superman. Yeah, where's yeah? Watch the microphones. Whoa, mine's balancing precariously.
Oh my god, just about.
Yeah, so she did a Superman, and you go onto your back and you do the other way. It's a hollow hold.
Oh, I've not done. Oh, they don't make.
Basically,
you roll.
That's really good for your core and your back. So if you suffer from lower back aching, those kind of stuff are quite good. I used to have acupuncture a lot for my back. My back and my neck.
Yes,
and
tension.
The one thing I've really found from losing the weight, but also regularly being active. The other day I was like, wow, I feel like I felt it before, like I was always leaning forward slightly.
Yes, your posture's
and I was
good.
Walking upstairs and I was like, wow, I actually feel a bit more straighter.
Yeah, a bit more straight. Yeah, posture. You've got good posture.
I'm working on it, but there's still things like shoulder mobility. You know, you think about how a lot of us sit. We're hunched over a laptop. You know, our shoulders don't really move or do anything. And I realised that I can't, when I put my arms up like a Y shape, yeah, and then I kind of try and move them back, they don't really go much.
Oh, you mean like that?
Yeah.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, they're very tight.
Oh, that hurts.
And I think, you know, someone was saying to me, you know, shoulder strength is, you know, women are not so great at shoulder strength as men anyway. Probably because we've just got smaller size muscles there. And they are smaller, so they you know, lose their strength a lot easier. But it's something that I've just kind of picked up from slowing down and noticing that. Because I think sometimes you're just kind of like busy, 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 busy. But when you do this variety of activity, like, oh, that actually is a bit harder to do that move than I thought.
I've never done that with my shoulders.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Actually got a PVC pipe. So, you know, like you can get from,
is this another one?
From like a DIY store.
Yeah.
And I just use that as there's this movement called pass-throughs. And all you do is you put your hand at each end of the pipe across, you like horizontal, and then you kind of are just doing circles back and forth.
Very good.
And it just loosens up your shoulders, which, you know, if you've been sat at a desk all day working from home.
I got repetitive strain in mine. I've had so much treatment on it. So, anything that can exercise your shoulder is good.
A weird one, which I have to be honest, wouldn't be for me, paddle boarding.
Oh, you see, I like
that. I have some
that.
Friends who do this. Yeah, there's a sailing place not that far from me. And a friend's just started doing courses because she just loves being outdoors.
Oh, paddleboarding's fun. I've only ever done it abroad, like in beautiful sunshine after one too many rums. But it has been fun.
I remember like going boogie boarding or bodyboarding is what they
never
call it
that.
When we were kids.
Yeah. But that I remember things like that being really great fun because you had so little fear as a child.
Could you imagine if we had someone who, I don't know, had started surfing, surf lessons as a result of listening to this podcast.
Please get in touch if you have. I've got a lot of members who do outdoor swimming. That's a really great one. Freewood in a wetsuit.
This is crazy, isn't it? Yeah. Like, I mean, around Manchester, there are several places you book in. Like, of course, you know, there are some people who do wild swimming where they go off-piste and they know they find, particularly at this time of year where there's some of the waterfalls that are still full. I've been, you know, looking around some of the waterfalls around the Peak District, and they're amazing. I do not have the confidence to step into water that I don't know.
What? Yeah, I want someone to have checked it out first.
But there is open water swimming. I think if you just Google that, they're called open water, I think.
Yeah, there's a big organisation that does it across the country. Yeah.
But yeah, sometimes I'm like, gosh, the places that they pick, like there's one in Salford Quays. And I've seen what's at the bottom
of
that water.
Well, I was going to say, some of that water's filthy, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's got to have hit a safety thing to have gone in it.
Apparently, these kind of things run throughout the whole year. Wow. I just think, gosh, how cold. I mean, Matt does this in his triathlons.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, it's enough for me to get in a swimming pool.
Yeah.
They're cold enough.
Yeah. Oh, a baby pool. It's the whole way.
But you know what? Swimming is just one of those activities that I don't think you're not going to kind of, like, get that kind of awful pain that you would if you go to a HIIT class or a spin class.
Well, I have to say, though, that one of the most strenuous things I've ever done is aqua aerobics. Not as you do it, but the day after, because the water holds your weight, so you don't realise what you've done, and then the next day you're like, oh my goodness, what have I done? I love aqua aerobics. It's really good, especially like me, if you've got spinal problems, because it takes the weight, you can do a lot more than I could do in a gym.
Yeah.
So aqua aerobics, I love anything in water.
And also, I suppose, with that, you're doing it with other people. Like,
yeah.
I suppose a big part for me about the activity is thinking about ways that you can connect, meet like-minded people. You know, like we've talked about how as you move away from the person you were to the person you are, you want to kind of, you might find that some of your old mates
don't want to do that.
They don't longer serve you.
No.
And so you need to find people who are willing, and maybe within your groups you can go out and do this together.
We used to have in one of my groups girls that would all go walking after group, and then they started to go and play netball together. That was a really big thing that they did. Another great body magic. I think though you've got a business in dating apps where you can go and find men, you know, or women going to climb up a rock, you know. I think there's something to be said in that.
Well, see, one of the parks near where I used to live when I was in Manchester actually had this thing called disc golf. Have you heard of this?
No.
It's called disc golf, but it's actually really frisbee golf.
Oh, wow.
And so there were various different places all around, a bit like crazy golf, but you have a frisbee and you throw it, say, maybe two or three times, and you have to throw it into a jungly basket with like a metal net.
Oh.
And there's all, I mean,
you play with strangers then?
Well, you could just, I used to just, on my lunch break, just to get away, you know, from like my office to just get out or something. I would just go and take my frisbee. I bought my own frisbees. That's how invested I became. I had three different frisbees because you have a driver, you have a putter, the different colours. I once went in a man's shed to do an interview for hospital radio, and he had 1,000 frisbees.
Oh my God.
He basically was a professional disc golfer.
Wow.
This is based in Leamington.
Oh my gosh.
So the site is still there, as far as I know. And he decided to buy a plot of land and make his own course. And then
they used
to have some of the world championships at this course.
Wow.
But for a friend's birthday, when we were back in Leamington, we all just got together on a Saturday afternoon and we went out and played a bit of disc golf. And then we went to the pub and had a meal out together afterwards.
Oh, how much fun's that?
And so when I saw in Manchester that there was one, and it was free, and, you know, it was just part of the park, and I bought my own frisbees for like £15 online. Mm. I just used it as I'd have my headphones on and just be throwing a frisbee and just, you know, no pressure.
Good for the old arms.
Yeah. I mean, there's lots of tactics of how you can do it, whether you throw overarm or underarm.
Oh, okay.
When you get a good spin, like you've got to have a good flick.
I mean, I didn't know a frisbee would cost you more than like £1 in the pound shop.
Well, those ones do not get you very far in disc golf.
Don't
You're not
they?
Going to be competing in the world championships.
Oh, okay. I've just been told. Do you know one of my other favourite ones, although I did break me back doing this, is trampolining.
Yeah. Oh, I remember trampolining with Daisy last year.
But since I've got a bit fitter, I decided to part my fear, empty my bladder before I got on the trampoline. And oh my gosh, how many calories you can burn, how many steps you can do, and how much your heart rate goes up. Amazing.
Well, on the jumping theme, actually, I bought a skipping rope last year.
You were brilliant. You are brilliant at it.
I because one of the things in my gym is you do skipping as part of workouts, and I'd just be there falling over the rope, and, you know, I couldn't even get like a string of two or three. I just felt like I was, I don't know, Mr. Tickle trying to skip, you know, Skipple. Mr. Tickle Skipple. Anyway, I bought this rope and I just committed myself to do 2 minutes skipping every day. Not all in one, but I'd hit timer and I just, when I tripped, I'd just get back on it and keep going. Just did 2 minutes every day for 3 months.
Wow.
And now I can skip, you know, like do
you
the...
You can skip constantly.
There's different types of skipping.
Is there?
Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah, there's like single unders, double unders, there's boxing jumps. When you actually look on Instagram, they call it in America jump rope.
Yeah, and in China it's massive with school kids.
Well, if you look on Instagram and type in jump rope, the stuff that people are doing, I actually connected with a lady on Instagram who she was skipping. She'd had a first baby and she wanted to find a way. She didn't want to join a gym because she was running her own business, had the baby to look after. So she bought a rope and she just started skipping in her back garden. Oh. Then she became pregnant with a second child and she was skipping all the way through till she was 8 months pregnant.
No way!
And she was learning tricks and jumps, and she had different style ropes because you can get weighted ones, so that builds up your shoulder strength as well.
Oh my gosh.
And she kind of tapped me into, like, I said, well, who else would you recommend that I follow? Because I'd like to keep it fun, because I actually got quite bored just jumping up and down. And there were all kinds of people. There's a couple of sisters who live in Birmingham who are on Instagram. I can't remember their name. And they do like kind of choreographed skipping next to each other just in their back garden. It's not even like a glamorous back garden.
Oh, I love that.
And I think I found like with skipping that you can do it indoor, you can do it outdoor, you know.
It's portable.
It's really cheap. You can buy a rope online for like less than £15. Mm. There's some of the more expensive ones. In the end, I moved up to some of the more expensive ones because I just wanted to play a little bit more. But they're brilliant. Something that, like, 2 minutes a day.
It's really doable while the kettle's boiling.
Yeah, yes. What I used to do was, before breakfast, I would skip.
Yeah, like while your porridge is in the microwave, get it done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
See, animals also come up on Body Magic. It's not my cup of tea, if I'm honest.
You're
you go
not
horse
an animal
riding.
Fan. Oh, I used to horse ride as
donkey
a kid.
Riding.
Oh, I'm such a fan. I used to ride from being a kid. I loved it. And the jumps.
What's that one where you get on like...
dressage?
No. It's not an actual... You don't actually get on a bull, but it's like...
Oh, the bronco... Bronco... Bucking bronco.
Bucking bronco.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, you have to have good thigh muscles for that, don't you?
I mean, and a bladder of strength.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some amazing. I've done that at weddings before. I've done that at parties. That is a fun thing to do. I love that.
I've also put ballet here.
Ballet? Yeah, I have got a member who is an absolutely incredible ballet dancer. Insane. And she does it from home, literally. She does bar as well. Have you ever done bar? Now that is a workout. The things you've got to do with your legs. Ooh.
Well.
Yeah. Well. Now,
what are the things are there?
Fishing.
Wow.
Yeah, that takes a bit of arm strength to cast.
There's a lot of sitting.
Well, I was watching...
It's just all the maggots.
Ugh. It's awful. I was watching in our local park, there's a lake, and the men, actually, it's really quite active in what they do and pulling the fish in if it's a big one. Yeah. Sailing, if we're talking about water.
Sailing, yeah.
I've only ever been sailing in very beautiful climates like the Caribbean and drunk Prosecco on a boat, and that seemed like my kind of sailing. So I'm not sure. But if you are a proper sailor... Hello, Teddy. Teddy's coming towards me. Hello, Teddy. It's all right.
Oh, we're getting interrupted by a lovely dog. Don't bring the dog. Why are you coming over to me? Oh, my God.
Oh, there's some body magic. Hello, mate.
Sorry.
Don't apologise.
Well,
they
might have had a sandwich if you'd
heard. Oh, bless him.
We haven't got any food, actually.
Some water, darling. Oh, bless him.
The dog really is excited.
Dog walking. There you go.
Dog walk. Wow, that was timely.
Dog wrestling.
Dog walking. I thought that dog was, it was like coming straight towards, you know, like in slow motion where a dog's going to basically come and I'm on the floor and it's basically, its mouth is really close to my face.
And Claire doesn't like, is not the biggest dog fan, are you?
I just don't understand animals. I don't know what they're thinking. I don't know what they're doing.
That was thinking you've got food. That could smell me salad.
Oh, you have got food.
Yeah, it could smell me salad and me raspberries.
Well, I mean, I think to get through a podcast of nearly 40 minutes with only being potentially eaten by one dog in a park is quite successful. And it stopped raining, so...
Can I just say one last one?
Yes, you can.
Which is skateboarding.
Okay, I can see you doing that. Not...
Skateboarding, yes, I have, and I've been quite successful. Not any like cool things, but just going downhill.
Wow.
Phil has electric skateboards. He's had them for about 15 years.
Electric? That's cheating.
Yeah, I know that there's a massive electric skateboard racing community, so they go up to 30 miles an hour. He used to compete. It's incredible.
Well, I mean, it's a bit like when you get an electric bike. Is that cheating?
It depends. What are you cheating? Who? It's fun.
Yeah,
you're going the wind.
Is it just a lazy man's bike? That's why I've resisted.
Yeah, I think it depends on what you're
trying
to get out of it.
But then, do you know what? Then I just don't cycle.
Yeah.
So if you actually, for the people who have got electric bike, you're actually out cycling. You're better than me anyway.
Yeah. One of my members, she now cycles to get around for work, and she does 30 miles a day on her electric bike. She would have got on the bus otherwise.
Wow.
Yeah. Are we going off to the cow's back from last week?
The cow's back. Oh, right. I think, well, we did promise that we were going to attempt to do some badminton playing.
I'm going to put my slanket on.
All right, I'm going to have to put the brolly down. I'm going to... I hope the brolly doesn't blow away.
Right,
we don't really know how this is going to work, you hearing us play badminton. So what we'll do is we'll probably maybe fade up the music, and you can just listen to us having a go at a rally in the background. That might be the easiest way. So next week we are talking about a crash course and eating out on Slimming World. We're going to hit the high street, look at some coffee shops, some takeaways, gaze through the windows at the cake and all that, and see how is it possible that we could actually still loosen the corset a little and lose weight but still have fun. We're going to look at eating out, so yeah, stay tuned. Right, I'll just get me racket. You've got the
game set and matched
shuttlecock.
I've got your shuttlecock, love.
Okay, right.
Remember, Claire's not competitive.
No, I'm not competitive
at all.
No,
ever.
Okay, right. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Woo! Oh my god! Oh. Are you ready?
Yes, we're ready.
Woo! Woo! Oh! So good. Oh!
I can't see under my blanket.
Okay. Oh, okay, one more.
Come on.
Oh. Well, we can report that was considerably more successful than we thought. Enjoy your week. Send us photos of your weird and lovely body magic.
Bye for now.